So Haribol, I again want to regret that it's so late, but at the same time it's my only chance to say something about Srimati Radharani, so we will do so. Again, I will promise you that it will be easy for you to follow. Ich muss mir das sehen, ob wir die Übersetzung im Rüstungsdorf haben. Where is the German translation from English to German? Ja, voll mit, nicht jetzt, ob der Service, German, jetzt, Gordana, please, not just, you really have to do your service, concentrate your mind, but, we will start by singing a song, the same song which Prabhupada opened the evening with, and I think it will be easy for you to follow. Please repeat after me. Radhe Jaya Jaya Madhava Daite.
Radhe Jaya Jaya Madhava Daite.
Gokula Taruni.
Gokula Taruni.
Mandala Mohite.
Mandala Mohite.
That's the refrain which always comes back again and again. Radhe Jaya Jaya Madhava Daite. Gokula Taruni.
Thank you.
His divine grace, Srila Abhay Charanaravinda, Srila Bhakti Vedanta Swami Maharaja, Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Anand Koti Vaishnavarinda ki jai, ISKCON Founder Acharya Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Dharmacharya Srila Haridas Thakur ki jai, Prem Sagaro Sri Krishna Chaitanya, Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara, Srivatari Gaur Bhaktavarinda ki jai, Sri Siddhartha Krishna Gopagopinath Shyamakunda Radha Kundagiri Govardhan ki jai, Vrindavan Mathuradam ki jai, Navadvip Mayapuram ki jai, Gangamaya Bhavamaya ki jai, Bhakti Devi Tulasi Devi ki jai, Harinam Sankirtan ki jai, Transcendental Book Distribution ki jai, Samaveda Bhaktavarinda ki jai, Gaura Premanam ki jai, Chaitanyakyam prakatam adunatat dvayam chaikya maptum radhavava dyuti suvaditam nomi krishna swarupam. Translation: the loving affairs of Sri Radha and Krishna are transcendental manifestations of the Lord's internal pleasure-giving potency. Although Radha and Krishna are one in their identity, they separated themselves eternally. Now, these two transcendental identities have again united in the form of three Krishna Chaitanya. I bow down to him who has manifested himself with the sentiment and complexion of Srimati Radharani, although he is Krishna himself. To make it very simple, the origin of all is Krishna. He is also the origin of pleasure. Everything is coming from him. Nothing, therefore, exists outside of him. When a conditioned soul wants to find pleasure, he has to do something or gain something which is outside. For instance, a man feels sometimes lonely without a woman, and vice versa, the woman feels lonely without a man, and then to get that pleasure of association, one has to go outside. Of course, nowadays there is what is called the lonely passion, something which I don't want to get into detail here. But that's not the natural cause. There's always to gain or to seek pleasure, you look for something which is lying outside of you. Krishna, however, doesn't do this, because everything in existence is in him. Now, when Krishna, who is described as Purna Brahman, enjoys, what do you think he will enjoy? Please consider, since time immemorial in all civilizations of the world, people try to obtain God conscious and the ananda, the pleasure of God conscious. And all those who do, they display a similar behavior, and that is that they give up the world as born. Jesus Christ said, Er geht ein Kamel durchs Nadelöhr als ein Reicher in den Himmel. A camel. It's more likely that a camel enters through an eye of a needle than a rich man goes into heaven. Buddha said, Nirvana! Give up material existence. So come to the truth. Shankaracharya said, Jagat Mithya Brahma Satyam, that the Jagat, the universe, is false, where the spiritual reality is true. And Krishna in the Bhagavad Gita says, Sarvadaman Parichatya, give up all materially motivated activity and just surrender unto me. In other words, in order to reach the Supreme, all those who are on the path are found to give up material pleasures. Now, do you think that the Supreme Lord is enjoying material things, if in order to reach him, one has to give it up? Of course not. The Supreme Lord will enjoy it, but what will he enjoy? There's nothing beyond him. So this is now how where it gets interesting. In order to enjoy it, two things are possible. The sugar cannot enjoy itself. It has to be a Bhakta Andreas who said, oh, gulab jamuns are here. That's a nice preparation. I want to eat it. the sweet cannot enjoy its sweetness or the taste itself. There need to be two to tango. So there needs to be two to enjoy. The object of enjoyment and the enjoyer. Now, Krishna, therefore, or the truth, therefore separates and becomes two. Krishna, who is described as the Purusha, the supreme enjoyer, and then a manifestation of his pleasure potency, which is Srimati Radharani. Sometimes children, you see, they feel a little bored, and then they go before a mirror, and when they are before the mirror and see the reflection of their image, looking at them, they become again entertained. There is such a nice, there is a Krishna Leela which is like this, where Krishna goes to steal butter in the house of a gopi, and a little boy, and he eats the butter. All of a sudden, in the jewel pillar made from jewels, he sees his own reflection. He begins to talk to it. Don't tell that I'm here stealing butter. Just do me the favor. Don't perpetuate me. Don't tell me. So he takes a little butter from the stolen butter and just goes, smears it over the mouth of his image. Says, now see, you also ate butter. So don't, if you begin to tell it, you will be a problem also. So, coming back to the original point, Sri Krishna eternally separates into two in order to enjoy transcendental pleasure. And this second is Srimati Radharani, which, however, is not different from Krishna. The example has been given in Shastra. Okay? The example has been given in Shastra of nine Asarada. Das kann man nicht erwähnen. Wir reden heute an Asar. Okay, das wäre ein Ding der Unhöflichkeit. Das kann ich nicht. Nein, wir müssen Weichnam-Etikette verhalten, sonst geht das nicht. Aber nicht mit dem Rücken zu allem, was dann war. Das wäre das für alle nicht interessiert. Ja, okay. The example has been given of musk. Do you know what is musk, Jonas? It is a kind of perfume. Musk has a scent, a smell. That smell is never separated from the musk. It is, so to say, one with the musk. But at the same time, the scent is an energy. The scent is an energy of the musk. So just like musk is not different from a scent, Sri Krishna, who eternally separates into two, is non different from Srimati Radharani. Or just for another example, which is given in Chaitanya Charitamrita, just as fire cannot be separated from heat, and it's one with the heat, also Krishna. I wouldn't say it, but in this example we shouldn't say it's one with the heat. The heat is inseparable. It's an energy of the fire. In just the same way, Krishna, Radharani, is eternally separated from the Supreme Lord, but it's, she is his, the manifestation of his pleasure potency. This is extremely important to understand if we want to enter into the an understanding of Srimati Radharani. When Krishna is enjoying the loving service of Srimati Radharani, he's not enjoying something outside of him. He's not a needy man in need of the favors of a lady. No. Radha Krishna Leela is completely beyond the dualities of the material experience. If someone doesn't understand this important point, he will misunderstand the divine pastimes of Radha and Krishna, and he should not listen to them. It is described, if one feels even bodily transformations by hearing Radha Krishna Leela, not ecstasy, but mundane transformations. He must stop immediately as to not become an offender. I must stop reading or hearing. This is very important. Now, let us move from here one step further. Shri Krishna has basically three energies. The Bahiranga Shakti, which manifests the material world. The Tathastha Shakti, which are all the living entities. And the Antaranga, the eternal, the internal Shakti, which is also called Vishuddha Sattva. I will just... my dear devotees and audience, this is a little technical, but it's only for 2 minutes. Just hear, please hear. This is important. Even if you cannot understand so easily, just by hearing, the transcendental effect will be there. So this antaranga, or internal energy, which manifests the whole spiritual world, again separates into three. This Kladini Shakti, which is Srimati Radharani, the pleasure-giving potency. The Sandini, or eternal being, that's Balaram. And Samvit, the eternal knowledge potency, whereby which you know about your relationship to Krishna. Let us put it into our practical experience. You have an eternal relationship to Krishna. You are a specific personality in relationship to Krishna's loving service. What is your identity is presently unknown. Presently we are in the amnesis, forgetfulness, where we have adopted false identities. However, when you know your identity and relationship to Krishna, you are inspired by the Samvit potency. Just like now, we are covered by the ignorance, the Maya potency of the Lord, and forget the relationship to Krishna. The Samvit potency is inducing us, but we will know. And in the same way, is the Kladini Shakti. Kladini Shakti, it's the pleasure potency. Srimati Radharani is serving Krishna in an endless variety of ways. In the Vaikuntha world, she serves Sri Krishna by the many goddesses of fortunes who are but her paths. In Dwaraka, she serves Krishna by the many queens which are shadows, the shadow of her transcendental body. And in Braj, in Goloka Vrindavan, she serves Sri Krishna by the expansions of her mental activities, which are the gopis. what we heard this morning from Astralada Prabhu. Srimati Radharani's love is there to Krishna, and her service to Krishna is totally incomprehensible, and therefore Krishna even doesn't understand it. Just like we have heard this morning, heard in Prabhupada's lecture, which we was not in the morning, it was before we started our bhajan. Everyone tries to get love of Godhead, but Krishna is after Radha. Therefore Radha is greater than Krishna. And he cannot understand. Everyone thinks the Supreme Lord, he is described with attributes like Savagya, all knowing, all pervading, but there is something he does not know. This is explained by Srila Rupa Goswami. Desiring to understand the glory of Radharani's love. Radharani's love is very glorious. Written something down. The happiness which you can find in 10 billions of universes. Do you understand? Happiness, there is some happiness. Like now, there is a person in Croatia drinking Slivovic, thinking he is happy. And there may be a person in Africa who finally finds his child who was lost in the jungle. He is certainly a little happy. Or there is a person in China who has made the, after 20 years, he has finally passed the examination into a fabrizka, into a factory. He feels some happiness. So take all the happiness together, which is in 10 billion universes. This does not compare with even one little fraction of the happiness which Radharani feels in a moment's association with Sri Krishna. This is how glorious her love is. So ecstatic. We can't. This is a. For our. You know. Can you imagine the happiness in 10 billion universes on planet? I think we cannot. Sometimes one is very happy, like that. Our Gaurangi, when she got her name, she was saying, "Joy!" Very happy. So, the happiness in 10 billion universes. Not, I mean, this is certainly breaking all our conceptions of happiness, isn't it? Let us accept the successful burnout of our brain. This is not to be. Then, second, Krishna wants to understand the glory of Radharani's love, the wonderful qualities in him that she alone relishes through her love. Once Sri Krishna in Vrindavan was sitting on the side of the Yamuna and looking into the reflection of the Yamuna, looking at the reflection of him in the river Yamuna, and he was thinking, who is this beautiful personality? He got enamored, so to say, by his own beauty. And he desired to taste the qualities of this personality. But of course he cannot, because he's Krishna. In the worldly... Anyways, I don't want him to draw this comparison. So, but Radharani, she is able to relish Sri Krishna's transcendental beauty. She sometimes, when Krishna returns from the pasturing fields, she is in the bushes, looks from the bushes at Krishna's transcendental beauty. When Krishna goes out in the morning, she goes at a high tower, looks down to relish transcendental beauty of Sri Krishna. That Krishna cannot do. So that's also what he wants to understand. And the happiness she feels when she realizes the sweetness of the Lord, of the love of the Lord. These three qualities, Krishna wanted to understand, these three things Krishna wanted to understand. And therefore, Radha and Krishna again became one. There's Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who in the mood of Srimati Radharani tries to enjoy the relationship to Krishna in a very specific way, which is unique to the Gaudiya Vaishnava tradition. See, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu did not think, I have gained the Lord of my heart, I have gained Krishna. He always asked, where is Krishna? Where is Krishna? Where is Krishna? Like Srimati Radharani. Although she is the dearest to Krishna, she always considers, where is Krishna? Every meeting with Krishna seems to be, to her, her first meeting. Sometimes, in her pangs of separation from Krishna, she will lie down on a bed which is made from flower petals, and these flower petals immediately become dry, like leaves in the autumn, because the heat which her transcendental body generates in the bed. You might ask yourself the question, if Srimati Radharani is greater than Krishna, why isn't she not mentioned in the Shastra? Asarana Prabhu has chosen today one verse from the 10th canto where Srimati Radharani is indirectly hinted. Her existence is indirectly hinted at. It says, Anaya Radhika, isn't it? Anaya Radhika. It means she who from all the others worships Krishna the best. The name is not given. You know why? Very special reason. The two reasons. Like, you know, I want to just say, so many people have come to the Jamashtami. Muslims in India even celebrate Krishna's appearance day. You know, everyone knows it, but who is not celebrating Radhastami? Even many devotees have told me that they didn't really know Radharani's position. They just came here by good luck, you know, it's a nice festival to go. Has become more or less like an insider tip over there. Years to be here at Radhastami. We all know that Radha Prabhu travels very much, but every Radhastami he is here, so it must be something special. But it's like an insider tip, you know. So the reason which is given is like this. This is given by Jiva Goswami. Sukadev Goswami knew he had only 7 days to preach to Parikshit Maharaj. But if he would just say one time the name Radha, the pure name Radha, he would have fallen in a samadhi, unconsciousness, samadhi, for 7 months. And he couldn't say it, because then he would not have been able to preach to Shukadeva Goswami and to Parikshit Maharaj. There are statements in the different, in one Purana, it says, in the Padma Purana, Krishna says, I cannot comprehend the amount of spiritual benefit an individual achieves who says the two syllables Radha. It even says in Vrindavan, everyone says just Radha, 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 Radha. The leaves, everyone is there because she is the queen, the Rani of Vrindavan. So, the second reason is that, now you might know, how does Shukadeva Goswami know? Well, you have to know, it's always said Sri Shuka Uvacha. Shuka also means parrot. In Radha Krishna Lila, Shukadeva Goswami is a parrot of Srimati Radharani, and she gives him fresh pomegranate seeds and teaches him to say Krishna, Krishna in a very loving way. And when she gets a letter from Krishna, she will read that letter to that parrot, so that the parrot knows it by heart, almost like a tape recorder, when you record something which is important for you. And then the parrot will talk of the letter again. You follow? Please, Radha said, I desire to listen to this letter of Sri Krishna again. Then the parrot will start. So once this parrot flew over to Krishna, sat on the shoulder of Krishna, and said, I'm so ungrateful, I have left my mistress, Srimati Radharani. Krishna was immediately in ecstasy, being reminded of Srimati Radharani, and fed him fresh pomegranate seeds. That's what parrots like. So, after the pastimes of Sri Krishna became Aprakat, that parrot began to recite the Radha Bhagavatam, Srimad Bhagavatam, Radha Bhagavatam, glorifying the Lord completely, glorifying Radharani completely. And later, it flew into the mouth of the wife of Srila Vyasadeva, Satyavati, stayed there for 16 months and got born Shukadeva Goswami. This is the connection. How wonderful it is, isn't it? So, this is from Gopachampu, if you want to know. Now, the second reason is that because Srimati Radharani appears in a covered way, in an indirect way, for real devotees, this is more pleasurable. This is something we don't know in our culture, but a chaste mind will cover herself, and then there's more attraction. Or I think you might know, when this beautiful red curtain was drawn, no one just wants to know what is behind this curtain, isn't it? You become more attracted to see the altar. This is a very easy example. So, because Radharani's glory are somewhat covered, the taste of the Rasika Vaishnava increases. Like oil in the mustard seed, and like butter and milk, Srimati Radharani is covered, but those who are knowing, who are Krishna consciousness, they will easily uncover Srimati Radharani's glories. And there are many places in the Bhagavatam where this syllable Radha slipped from Shukadeva Goswami's lips, but he immediately hid it away by using some grammatical composition so that no one could see it, who is not qualified. So after having said this much, we want to hear a few pastimes of Srimati Radharani and then read a few quotations from Srila Prabhupada about how we can receive the greatest benefit from Radhastami. There are some very nice prayers and some very nice understandings which are important for us to hear. So please try to give us your full attention. Let not the mode of ignorance, or not, it's not ignorance, the mode of heavy sleep overwhelm us at this stage of our lecture. I want to start with telling a little bit about Srimati Radharani's appearance. I think you all know Krishna came very late to his parents Nanda and Yashoda. In fact, it is described that for many, many the gopis of Vrindavan said, "We will not wear any ornaments until Nanda Baba and Yashoda get a child, their child." And in this way they stop wearing ornaments, which is difficult. Then Upananda, the brother of Nanda Maharaj, said, "I will perform a yajna so that you get a son." But Nanda said, "No, there was a reason." Once in a while, a mysteriously beautiful child appeared in the mind of Nanda and Yashoda. This bimba fruit like lips and limbs which looked like the tender sprouts of the tamar tree, and disappeared again. And Nanda and Yashoda felt, "He is our son. We will only have such a son. No other one. This will be the son." So therefore Nanda said, "No, don't do any yajna. I have someone in mind who will be my son, if at all." So the parents of Srimati Radharani, Vrishabhanu and Kirtida, also got her at a very late stage. They were quite old. And the way it happened is that once Maharaj Vrishabhanu went to take a bath in the Jamuna, there all of a sudden, it was 2 o'clock in the morning, on a golden lotus, he saw a beautiful girl who was Gaurangi. Her complexion was all golden. He felt so attracted to her. Then Lord Brahma appeared and said, "Yes, that is the child you have been wanting all this time. Take her." And it is described that she was very beautiful but had one fault. That was her eyes were closed. And she didn't open the eyes. Now it was known that Srimati Radharani had appeared, and Narada Muni was entering once Vrindavan. And he came and looked at this beautiful child. When he looked at the child, their eyes were still closed. All of a sudden he saw Mahalakshmi. You know, Narada Muni is not in the is not even eligible for the Vrindavan feelings towards Krishna, Radha Krishna. In that body of Narada Muni, he worships the Lord of Vaikuntha. So he saw Srimati Radharani as one of her Vaikuntha expansions, as Mahalakshmi, with indescribable opulence. He broke out in spontaneous prayer, knowing that this was, this child was the source of Mahalakshmi. So a little later, maybe a year later, I forgot exactly the time, Yashoda and Nanda came with little Krishna to the house of Maharaj Vrishabhanu and Kirtida, and the little Krishna was just moving around the way the little toddlers, the little boys do. And he came to this cradle of Srimati Radharani. He dragged himself up, and then the little girl went and dragged herself up and opened her eyes and looked into the eyes of Krishna. The reason was that Srimati Radharani had said she would be only the first one to see what Krishna, the first one or first thing to see what Krishna. So that's her uncommon appearance. Srimati Radharani satisfied with Krishna with all of her activities, but two are mentioned, cooking and dancing. And of the two, dancing is more important. But she is also a wonderful cooker. Cook. And I want to just tell you something very nice. Srimati Radharani is inseparable from the many pastimes of Krishna which he performs during the day. And in the morning, she goes to Nandagram in order to cook for Sri Krishna. Now this is very interesting how this comes. Because Radharani, as you all have heard, is married to Abhimanyu, who is no one else than the shadow of Krishna. Now it gets complicated again, but just listen, you will be purified and benefited. In Vrindavan, the mood of Radharani's love to Krishna, that of a married woman towards her beloved, that's a more intense mood. Beloved who's not her husband, that's a more intense mood, if you can just imagine, because the question of risk is there. In a married relationship, talk something we can understand, everything becomes boredom. You know how the person smells out of the mouth because you lived so long with a person, and everything you know, and everything just goes trot. But when a married woman loves someone else, then there is a risk, you know, she has to climb over walls to meet her beloved in the darkness of the night when no one sees it, and you know, so on. So the relationship is more intense when Radharani is married to someone else than Krishna. And always aspires to escape from that and meet Krishna in the secret. In secret, it's more intense. But who can marry Radha? No one else than Krishna, because she is a pleasure for the people. So she married the shadow of Krishna, who is also Krishna. This is how it is all. So her in-laws, do you know, mother-in-law, is called Yatila. Now Yatila means something very entangling, like the yogis who do not cut their hairs, and who don't comb them, there's matted hair, very entangled. You can't, it doesn't go, the yogi dreadlocks are untamable. So Yatila is like that, very entangled. Tangling. And she always considers, always has a fear that her daughter-in-law is together with Krishna, and therefore she sometimes calls Krishna a black snake who poisons young girls. Her feeling towards Krishna. Now, don't think, what does, I mean, she's envious. She should be in the material world, like all of us. No, this is just to enhance the intensity of the meeting of Radha Krishna. Anyway, I want to not go so... And Krishna turned, calls Yatila a crow, an old crow. Crow, wah, wah, ka, 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 ka. You know, this is sometimes Krishna makes this noise in regards to Yatila. So, Yatila has one interest. That's the only thing she cares about. That her son Abhimanyu is glorified and has many cows and is rich, like every mother. So, she. It was known in Vrindavan that Srimati Radharani had attained a boon in her young days. That is, that everyone who eats her cooking would never fall sick and never become old. So then Yashoda heard about this. You must know Yashoda always worries for the health of Krishna, and she had special cows which go to special meadows where there are healing herbs. So the cows will eat these healing herbs and produce a very nice and healthy milk. This is for Krishna. And everything, sandwich, everything is made from this milk of the special herbal cows, so to say. So when she heard about Srimati Radharani's boon, her excellent cooking, it was a boon which was given to her by the yogi Durvasa, who was pleased by Srimati Radharani. Then Yashoda said, she must cook for Kanaya, for my little boy, Krishna. So she sent a message with a golden plate to Yatila. Please, your daughter should come and cook for Krishna. Who does this woman think she is? She should send someone to cook for Radharani. I don't send Radharani to Krishna, who no one really knows. He's black and his character is also black. I wonder how she feels. Yashoda heard this message. It was very, very sad. And as a result, she went to Purnamasi, the grand old lady of Vrindavan, and said, Purnamasi, this is a problem. Purnamasi said, I will do something. So, one day, one of the calves of Yatila died. Or the one of the calves of Abhimanyu died. So all was all arranged by Purnamasi. Yoga Maya arranging the pastimes and helping the pastimes. So immediately Purnamasi was there. Oh, she said, Yatila, something tragic has happened. You look not very happy. Yes, I want my son to be so wealthy, but the calf has died. Oh, said Purnamasi, this is not surprising. You should expect that all your calves will die. What? Oh, Purnima! Hey, Purnima! Why do you say that? Well, you have created an offense. That's the result of your offensive nature, Yatila. You have suspected Krishna to be immoral. Now all the cows have. He's a good boy. And you have offended also Yashoda. She is a very good queen of Baba Nanda Baba. All your cows. Not only the cows, the calves, all the cows will also die. Oh, Purnima, what should I do? Said Yatila, don't go now. Purnamasi gave the explanation. Why don't you send Radharani to go and cook for Krishna every morning, like Yashoda once? Said Yatina, oh, immediately I will do this. If this furthers the wealth of my son, all right. And she went to Radharani, but Radharani said, I'm not going. Internally, she was totally pleased. What will the people say? No, no, said Yatina, don't think of this even. No one will say anything. Krishna is a very good boy. No problem for you to go. Just go. I beg you. Yatila had to go on the knees until Radha allowed, said yes, okay. And this is how she goes every morning with the sakis to cook at the for Sri Krishna. And Yatila tolerates it. Although, yeah. And when she cooks, when Radharani cooks, Krishna sees her and is overwhelmed with transcendental pleasure. So now I want to end my pastime section, and most properly also, well, then I will just say 5 minutes more how we can can utilize this day. See, once Purnima is short term, was going to announce the glorification of Radharani. And I thought I would tell this pastime at the end, because today is Radhastami and we want to also to hear the glories of Srimati Radharani. She went to Vrinda. Vrinda takes care of the forest of Vrindavan, where the divine pastimes of Sri Krishna take place. She waters the trees, like the transcendental gardener. She has an army of parrots who always fly from Nandagram to Yava with different messages. Anyway, and she makes nice honey wines for the divine pair to drink, juices. Once Purnamasi said to Vrinda Devi, you should adopt a heavenly voice and announce all over Vrindavan, Radha is the queen of Vrindavan. Not Krishna as a king, but Radha is the... Nothing is Krishna as a king. I said this wrong. Radha is the queen of Vrindavan. So everyone in Vrindavan heard, hey, Radha is the queen of Vrindavan. This was heard. And then all the residents of Vrindavan became very... and then Vrinda Devi said, and the voice continued, and if you want to lead a happy and prosperous life, you all must worship Radharani. So all the people of Braj came and made arrangement. Where is Radha? And it is said that the devatas and residents of the higher planetary sisters came. The people of Vrindavan made a golden throne. They dressed Srimati Radharani and put her on the throne and made an abhishek. All the Rajabhasis made kirtan and chanted. And Krishna also was there, and he enjoyed the kirtan of Srimati Radharani the most. It was not possible to stop him chanting the glories of Radharani. And then it came to a time when the queen, has to have ministers and, give different services. So Radharani gave different services to the queen. Then Krishna came to Lalita and said, and what can I do? Oh, said Lalita, you can't do anything. What can a black person like you do? Krishna enjoys this spirit. And all the services, the important services, are anyways given away. But Krishna was so much in bliss that he said, I know what I can do. I become the town crier. That means someone who goes into the town and makes a noise, and then there's a message. So I become the town crier, that everyone in Vrindavan must offer the respect to Srimati Radharani. And Krishna, with great bliss, went from town to town, village to village, and announced that worship of Radha must be begun. So this is how in the divine realm some of the endless pastimes which go on throughout the days take place, the flow of some pastimes. There are many, many more. I mean, it's unending. But we will stop here, the pastime section, and go back to Prabhupada. You must know that Srila Prabhupada is a very dear devotee of Srimati Radharani. He says, my father used to receive many saintly persons at our home and request every one of them he used to say, kindly bless my son so that he may become a servant of Radharani. That, Prabhupada said, was his only ambition. He was receiving many sadhus, and all of them he would just bless my son. Not any blessing, not a long life or success or anything, but please bless my son so that he becomes a servant of Srimati Radharani. In his prayers, Prabhupada made a wonderful prayer to Srimati Radharani. He has written with his own hand, which tells us something of his feelings for Srimati Radharani. I hope I can just find this. I will easily find it. Just give me a little bit. Yes. Okay. I emphatically say to you, do you know what it means? Emphatically, it means with an urgency. Oh, brothers! Shamananda. I emphatically say to you, oh, brothers! You will obtain your good fortune from the Supreme Lord Krishna only when Srimati Radharani becomes pleased with you. That's all. Prabhupada writes, we should therefore be more interested in worshipping Radharani, for however fallen we may be, if we somehow or other can please Radharani, we can very easily understand Krishna. He says, Radharani is Hari Priya, very dear to Krishna. So if we approach Krishna through Radha, through the mercy of Radharani, then it becomes very easy. If Radharani recommends that this devotee is very nice, then he immediately accepts, however fool I may be. Therefore, in Vrindavan, there's more interest in serving Radharani. You will even see the children, when they run and they fall while running, they will not say, oh, Krishna, save me. They will chant, Rani, 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 Rani. This is a mood. This is the proper understanding. If we don't go through Radharani, then manushyanam sahasreshu, after many, many, then it's very rare to attain that precious gift of Krishna consciousness. It's very rare. Actually, it's impossible. So, now how, this will be the last quote, how should we serve, or what should be the mood, how we should approach Radharani? This is very important, isn't it? When you stand before the altar, what should be the mood? I mean, should you just start Erahi, so please, I have this, that, and so on. What should be the mood? This is now very important. As Radharani is always feeling separation of Krishna, again I'm quoting Prabhupada, similarly in the position of Radha, Lord Chaitanya was feeling separation of Krishna. That is the feeling of Lord Chaitanya. That is the feeling of the Goswamis. They didn't go around in Vrindavan saying, "Oh Krishna, I found you." But they said, "Hey Radhe Braja Devike, Chalalite, Hey Nandasuno Kuta, where are you? Nandasuno, the son of Nanda, where are you, Radharani?" Like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he was falling into the sea. He was coming from his restroom and going out at the dead of night. Where are you, Radha Krishna? Not that very easily we have seen Krishna or seen Radharani. Feel the separation. The more you feel separation from Krishna, you should understand that you are advancing. Don't try to see Krishna artificially. Be advanced in separation feeling, and then it will be perfect. Atasi Krishna Namadi, Prabhupada says, with material senses you cannot see. With material mind you can also not understand. Engage your mind, feeling that your senses, I am so separated. I am here in this material world. Oh, how far Radha Krishna are away. And by just understanding this in an honest way, Yinanda Tanuya, I should be the mood for the Vaishnava. Dear Lord, please, I've fallen in this ocean of birth and death. Fix me as one of your atoms in your feet. Now, by this mood, you can easily advance in Krishna consciousness and easily obtain the mercy of Srimati Radharani. Even the six Goswamis, it is described that Raghunath Das Goswami would cry in the night at the banks of Radha Kunda, "O Radha, where are you?" And the fortunate souls would still hear him crying there. This is the mood where you can very quickly overbridge the gulf of difference between the jiva, the living entity, and the supreme personality, the supreme Srimati Radharani, Krishna also. This is the mood we should get in, as it said, the acharyas in the line of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu teaching the disciples mood of separation. Also quotation of Prabhupada. So on this auspicious day of Radhastami, we have the great opportunity to hear about Srimati Radharani. It's only once in the year that we get more or less into the mood. But we can carry this into our daily lives, our daily service, and become dear. All of you who have come, it is very nice that you came and made this festival so transcendentally auspicious by your presence. Please come again for Radhastami here. Our Srimati Radharani on the altar is especially merciful, has always an eye on those who pray to her. The deities of Radharani, the two poses, one is like this, means the dancing poses. Suppose she's just dancing for Krishna. But the other pose is like this. The left hand or the right hand? The right hand is going like this. That means blessings to all of us. Then you come tomorrow to the altar. Please look, you will notice hand goes like this. It's blessed. Very merciful, our Radharani. Really merciful. So we will end here. I will not take questions because it is 9:30 and the subject is more or less clear. You have heard the morning lecture and this evening lecture, which the philosophical part made actually very similar points. We should just come to a good end. Those of you who have not yet prayed for the mercy of Radharani, still possible. Srimati Radharani ki jai.